This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Religion tells you you need to be just like this right now, perfect right now, and here's the fear-based motivation, or you're going to hell. It's not true. You got preachers arguing about what sends people to hell. I'm going to tell you, the only thing that sends people to hell is rejecting Jesus, okay? Everything else is a journey. And guess what? Now that you made Jesus the Lord of your life and you've made reservations at the Holy Ghost Hotel, it might be the day he comes back and you're in the midst of the journey and that day wasn't too good. That ain't going to stop you from getting in heaven. He's just going to pick you up in the middle of the journey, finish it, and then bring you on home to do what needs to be done.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages. With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace. The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
If you have your Bibles, go with me to Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22 through 28. Proverbs 17, 22 through 28. Now, I'm going to go ahead and establish what we're going to talk about. Very unusual subject, but it's something I think we need to hear about, something that I can give testimony to in my own life. And I don't know if I've ever taught on this before, but we're going to talk about the benefits of a calm disposition. The benefits of a calm disposition. Now, this goes with our series on dealing with emotional maturity. And the reason why I'm taking my time with this is because when dealing with emotional maturity, you have to begin to recognize just some real basic practical things that are going to help you in your everyday life. This is not one of those things that you can get so spiritually deep about and not really face up to the things that'll happen every day, the different attacks you'll have emotionally every day, the challenges you'll have with not allowing your emotions to rule your life or to make sure that you are in control of your emotions. God gave us emotions, but He never meant for us to allow those emotions to govern our lives. And so what's happening in the world today is you have a whole lot of people that are just out of control where their emotions are concerned. No emotional maturity. Just kind of let them do whatever they want to do. And in doing so, we end up allowing them to lead our lives versus us leading those emotions to do what need to be done. And so we've been talking about locating the different paths and to locate the symptoms that will let you know that you are actually maturing emotionally. If Christians can really get a hold of this, just for a moment, just don't act spiritually deep and just realize that I tell you what, the devil's got your emotions under attack and how you can translate what you're learning spiritually speaking into maturity where your emotions are concerned, then you're going to demonstrate a better character and begin to demonstrate some fruit. So when you are emotionally mature, then you have a calm disposition. And so emotionally mature people, they do get mad. Okay, and see, that's what I don't want you to automatically just rule out the human stuff that happens. Sitting up here like you don't ever get mad. They do get mad, but they do not let the emotion dictate the response. The Bible says, be ye angry, but sin not. Don't allow the emotion to dictate the response. Emotionally mature people who have this calm disposition, they aim to have a clear mind with the goal of having rationality dictate how to effectively deal with a situation and also to see all of the available options to come to a successful resolution in your life. In other words, you can keep your emotions under control by taking on a calm disposition. And then when you take on a calm disposition, then, you know, you don't allow those emotions to dictate you into a place where you just don't want to be. So calmness can literally be a weapon that you use against emotions that just want to just go off. These people who have a calm disposition, they know that when emotions override rationality, clearness of thought will get blurred up and it can limit the options for dealing effectively with those situations that show up in your life. And so I want to talk about the benefit of being calm, the benefit of grabbing your emotions and doing like I just did recently, just praying tongues as loud as I could while I was in the car. It's the thing where you're looking for an answer and really, you know tongues is good, but I mean, you're letting her rip. Just thank God ain't nobody in the car with you because you're praying in tongues loud, and thank God for the Holy Spirit. But I wanna start off with this as we look at the benefits of this. Let's look at in Proverbs 17, 22 through 28 in NLT. And just kind of recognize this, because I believe calmness is the way we show that we trust God. I believe that calmness is a way that we show that we trust God. And now I got a hold of speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Because, boy, when you got things going on and you just really want to just let it rip, calmness just shows you, God, I trust you. I'm going to be calm, all right? And so this is very interesting here in verse 22. I'm going to read through verse 28. He says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. And he says, the wicked take secret bribes to pervert the course of justice. Sensible people keep their eyes glued on wisdom, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. Foolish children bring grief to their father and bitterness to the one who gave birth to them. It is wrong to punish the godly for being good or to flog leaders for being honest. A truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even-tempered. Even fools are thought wise when they keep silent. With their mouth shut, they seem intelligent. So he's saying to us what James has said. If a man can control his mouth, his tongue, he can control his whole body. And basically here he's saying, in the midst of all these things that can happen, remain calm. He even speaks to the parents. He says, you know, if you've got a son and he's bringing shame to you, remain calm. Remain calm. Because you prove not only that you trust me, but you're going to open door for amazing things to take place. So in this world that is often chaotic and stressful, it's easy to become anxious and overwhelmed and even angry. Look at this in Psalms 37, verse 8. And that's a reality where we live, even as Christians. Anxiety is a reality that'll knock on the door. Feeling overwhelmed is something that will knock on the door. And also anger is something that will knock on the door. All of these things are designed to get you out of a calm disposition. I mean, I've seen it in my life all of these years, and I'm telling you, if I engage calmness, it normally works out well. And then sometimes I don't want to be calm. Okay? But it doesn't work out as good as it would have if I would. And so I start looking at this, and maybe there's something to this. Maybe there's something going on. My wife told me last night, she says, I'm proud of you. I'm like, don't be too proud too quick, because it might be something that come up tomorrow. You know, and there's always a choice to do it until you start looking at, there's an obvious difference here. When a calm disposition can come show up. And then maybe you gotta go somewhere. Maybe you need to go in the woods. Maybe you need to go on a drive or something like that. He says, a man that keeps silent, he said, he seems to be intelligent. Because sometimes you can show your ignorance when you open your mouth. Amen? Amen. But look what he says here, verse 8. He says, stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. What is he saying here? Take that calm disposition. You'll have a choice always to go one way or the other way. And he's encouraging us to take that calm disposition. Now, this is absolutely going to be evidence of emotional maturity. You know, one of the things I'm using now is when I want to allow my emotions to take over, one of the things I'm using now is I say to myself, no, I am more emotionally mature now than I was. And it reminds me that emotionally mature Christians, they check their emotions and they choose this position of being calm. And so we want to examine the reasons why a calm disposition is beneficial. And we want to do it by the Word of God. So let me just, I like lists. I want to give you some things. I love checklists. Sometimes when I got a busy day, I make a list and check it out, make sure I take care of everything. Well, I want to give you a checklist so that you can begin to walk in the benefits of a calm disposition. Number one, Philippians chapter 4, and I'll study tonight out of the NLT. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Here's the first benefit. Calmness promotes clarity of mind. My God. Calmness promotes clarity of mind. There have been times in my life where I lost it so bad I couldn't see nothing but red. And I couldn't think. If you asked me my name, I couldn't even tell you my name. Because calmness promotes something that we need, and that's clarity of mind. Philippians 4, 6 says it like this, don't worry about anything. You got to understand, even when you're worried, you're not in a place of calmness, okay? Worry is negative meditation on the wrong things. He said, don't worry about anything. Instead, all right, here's the choice now. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has. Basically, what he is saying is, you know what? Take that calm position, all right, and pray. Take that calm disposition and pray. Don't worry about anything, because worry leads to that anxiety. It leads to, it's fear-based. All of these things that are happening that eventually will begin to rob you out of that place of calmness. Instead, and this is what I was saying at the beginning of this message, pray. I knew that prayer has the potential, or I won't even say potential, it has the ability to bring calmness in your life, and especially praying in tongues. Because when you're mad, I don't know how to pray in English good when I'm mad. But tongues seems like that's the right language to pray in, because you know you ain't cussing, but it's the second best thing to cussing for that, you know. You get up there, atalabasakalalaba, you know. And I don't know how much of that gets to heaven, but I know it calms me down. It calms me down and gets me back into that place where I have a clarity of mind. So number one, calmness promotes clarity of mind. Number two, calmness strengthens relationships. Yeah. Calmness strengthens relationships. I don't know how many of you are married or something, but, you know, something comes up and you have a tendency to just kind of go off. You won't remain calm. And that relationship is not strengthened because you allow your emotions to go off. James chapter 1, 19 and 20 in the NLT says this, and I do believe it strengthens relationship. He says, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters, you must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. What is he saying? Here are the things you need to do to maintain that position of calmness. All right? Be slow to speak. be quick to hear, and be slow to anger. That's an excellent formula or remedy for remaining calm. It says it's not going to be better in any relationship if you avoid this situation here. And verse 20 says, human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So calmness is going to help you to stay away from or to move out of the position of human anger. It took me a minute to realize this. I'm talking about even as somebody in the ministry, you know. Sometimes we think we have a right to let our emotions go off. We have a right to do this or to do that. And practicing calmness is a challenge that you need to accept. But there is amazing results that comes when you choose the benefits of a calm disposition. Number three, calmness, this is cool. It fosters creativity and productivity. Creativity and productivity. You're not going to be as creative as you can be, neither will you be as productive as you can be out of the position of being calm. And this is what the devil's going to use. If he can distract you through anger and just being bothered and just being irritated, at the same time, he is stopping the creativity that comes from God through you. He is stopping the productivity that comes from God through you from taking place. I met with my pastors yesterday, and we talked about, you know, I'm like, hey, man, it's time to get a new team. It's time to get a team with energy so we can go the rest of the way, the next 30, 40 years. And I just, you know, said there are three words that will define what I am looking for in this team. It is loyalty, it is creativity, and it is innovations. And loyalty is not just commitment, that's part of it. Loyalty is the willingness to change your plans for what you believe in and who you believe in. And that's something that lacks so big time in today's society. Ain't nobody changing their plans for nobody. This is about me, what? And creativity and productivity and even innovation is going to come from a calm disposition. It's going to come because you fight to remain in a place where what God has for our lives can get to us and begin to function through us. Psalms 46 is very interesting. Verse 10, Psalms 46, the calmness fostering creativity and productivity. He says here, be still. This is the instruction that God would give. He said, be still and know. Be still and know that I'm God. You know what he's saying? Dude, you're all over the place. You got busyness in your head. There's just too much activity, too much noise in your soul and in your mind. And what we need to take hold of, you know what? I need to be still. I need to be still and know what God is God. I need to calm down and know that God is God. I know God. I know what he's already done in my life. I already have proof of his power in my life. Let me chill out. Let me move in what I call ease. God, give me a place of a spirit of ease in my life. And there are just certain things, you know, I was talking to the Lord about it this morning. I said, I know what I got to do to achieve a higher level of calmness and to achieve a higher level of stress. I said, I know what I got to do. I said, I'm just going to need you to help me to do it. And that's something that you should begin to venture into, something that you should begin to talk to God about. You know, I hope you're getting a hold of the fact that I'm trying to teach you that we go down, we're going, this is a journey, okay? This is a journey. This is not something that I'm expecting for you to be just like that by next week. It's a journey, and I'm pretty cool knowing that you start the journey, okay? And on a journey, sometimes you got to stop for gas. You need a refill. Sometimes on a journey, you need a tune-up. Sometime on a journey, man, you need to check the red lights that are on, and you need to check yourself sometime on. It's a journey, and this is what God has always intended for it to be, a journey. Religion tells you need to be just like this right now, perfect right now, and here's the fear-based motivation, or you're going to hell. It's not true. You got preachers arguing about what sends people to hell. I'm going to tell you, the only thing that sends people to hell is rejecting Jesus, okay? Everything else is a journey. And guess what? Now that you've made Jesus the Lord of your life and you've made reservations at the Holy Ghost Hotel, it might be the day He comes back and you're in the midst of the journey and that day wasn't too good. That ain't going to stop you from getting in heaven. He's just going to pick you up in the middle of the journey, finish it, and then bring you on home to do what needs to be done. It's just people that they're just not seeing how this thing works. I'm on a journey. You're on a journey. We woke up this morning continuing a journey to reach this place because we want to, not because we're afraid, but because we want to reach this place in God and with God and achieve a level of intimacy with God. Be still and know. That know is intimate know. Know that He's God. And He says, and I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. I will receive honor because I'm going to enter into a calm disposition and I'm going to know that God's God. God's got this stuff. Why am I getting upset? That's why I said at the beginning, to be calm is also a demonstration that I trust God. It shows that I really trust God. And that's what He's saying here. Be calm and know that God is God. Number four, Proverbs chapter 15 and 1. Number four, calmness enables effective communication. You ever been mad trying to talk to somebody? It don't work, do it, huh? Yeah. Calmness enables effective. You start stuttering and everything. Then you start slipping up cussing and you ain't cussed in a minute. Now you done went back and dug up the book of Cuss, chapter 62, verse 3. Calmness enables effective communication. He says, now watch this. This is so important. A gentle answer deflects anger. It deflects anger. Think about this. This is how you change arguments in the marriage. A gentle answer deflects anger. And it used to freak me out. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to have a fight with Taffy. And she gives a gentle answer. And I'm thinking, I'm fighting with myself. I'm fighting with myself. She ain't gonna get back with me. You know, what am I doing? And then I calm down and say, what am I doing? I just had a fight with myself. Because she ain't paying no attention to him. She, I love you. Don't tell me you love me right now. I wants to fight right now. A gentle answer deflects anger. But harsh words make tempers flare. Sometimes you might know that you're gonna approach a situation and you can feel the attitude. You can see when, you know, somebody, you know, they ready to get with you. And you just won't show up with a harsh word. You won't do it. That's a wise man right there. But that is a mature person. That is an emotionally mature person. And I'm telling you, man, I'm so hungry to see Christians mature in their emotions.
Life is full of challenges, but resilience turns obstacles into opportunities. In Creflo Dollar's new 5-message series, The Mindset of the Resilient Man, he shares strategies, insight, and wisdom to strengthen your mind and spirit to rise above life challenges. Download your digital copy today for a love gift of just $15 or more. Scan the QR code, call the number on your screen, or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click eStore to order your series today.
Hopefully you're going to choose to let heaven determine your thinking, because whatever choice you make, then that's going to be your mentality for today.
Can you say that He's a waymaker? Yes. Can you say that He's a God that sits high and looks low? Yes.
Get the message of grace any way you want. Stream service live, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, with re-airs at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Everything in God's kingdom works by faith. Now, I remember when Taffy and I started giving, it was a painful thing to give because we didn't have much at all financially. However, we made a decision to be givers. And one of the most quoted scriptures in the Bible is John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave. Therefore, as Christians, we give. Our giving is an expression of our love. And when you support Creflo Dollar Ministries financially, you are giving to our efforts to spread the gospel all over the world. And in addition to helping millions who are hurting and have vital physical needs, pray about what God would have you to sow at this time. We want to thank you in advance for your support.
To support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
As a Christian, what happens after you sin? Do you lose your righteousness? God's gift of righteousness gives us peace with Him, not through our works, but through faith in Jesus' finished work on the cross. Introducing Grace Life Academy. Grace Life Academy offers unlimited access to features like e-courses, study guides, quizzes, and more. To get started on your 30-day free trial, simply text or sign up online by visiting mygracelifeacademy.com.
We never want to assume that all of you are born-again Christians. Being born again is the key to experiencing God's promises in your life. It's the most important decision you can make. I want to say a prayer of salvation with any of you who would like to receive it right now. Receive the gift of salvation. Pray with me and just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I believe that Jesus was the payment for my sins, that He was the sin offering, and I receive Him as my peace offering. Jesus, come into my heart, save me, and today by faith, I receive You and declare that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.